This is Joan Falconer Bird interviewing Richard Ritter and Jan Williams on their farm in Bakersville, North Carolina, on August the 2nd, 2005, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Disc 1, Session 1. I think if both of you would talk a little bit about some of the background information, about where and when you were born and your background, both in your family background and also your background in art. Richard, do you want to?
Well, I guess we start with where I was born.
Yeah.
In Detroit, Michigan. Born there only, and I lived in a small town called Novi in Michigan.
And you were born about, was it?
1940. October 25th.
Okay. And your brothers and sisters, you have a brother?
I have two brothers and two sisters. Okay. So I came from a family of five children. And my dad was a tool and die maker. My mother was a housekeeper, or mom, I guess you should say. Grew up in a 11-acre farm.
Oh, that's neat.
My dad came from Michigan, and I mean from Detroit. He was raised there, and so did my mom. Neither one of them. I think my mother might have graduated from high school, but my dad did not. So he decided when he moved to the Novi, he wanted to raise animals. So we raised 100 of everything.
Oh,
so,
seriously?
So that's where the love of ducks and stuff that you and I know about come from. His background as a tool design or tool maker came from when he went to World War II.
Hmm.
He was trained there. So he came back and pursued that career. I don't know what else.
Oh, he was a tool and die maker and also had the farm. So he was doing both.
He's doing both.
And that's
right. We actually grew up in a little lake for about 4 or 5 years, but then we moved to Novi, where I went to school.
Now, I know you were educated sort of broadly as far as art goes.
Yeah, I guess it's called broadly because I spent a long time in art school, but it was over a period of time. I went, graduated from Northville High because Novi didn't have a high school, but it was a very good high school. We had a lot of things going on there. They really, it was a very good educational institution. In fact, some of the ones now, I wonder what happened in those span of years because, you know, I went there in the 40s and 50s, and in Northville, I had a wonderful education. And I met, I didn't do that well. Sports saved me because the coach didn't have to get a letter from anybody in the school to say what your grades were. He went and checked them every week. Mm. So I kept a C average. And somebody said, oh, you can raise your average if you take an art class. This guy gives A's. I said, well, I'm going to do that.
I've heard that one, yes.
So I went and met Mr. Van Heeren and met a wonderful teacher who really stimulated his students. We did huge murals, big art projects, and I found myself spending more and more time in his department. And when I went to go to school, I decided I'd go into the arts. And I signed up at a university, and then I went and saw an art school and decided the university was not for me. I went to the art school instead, which is much more art and less of the things that I got C's in. Anyway, but about that time, too, I don't know how much detail you want. The war had come up. They were not drafting at the time, rather. So I went down to the Navy because I thought, well, I'll go in there because both schools had put me on probation for 6 months because my grades were so wonderful.
Oh, my word.
So I walked into the Navy office, met another good gentleman, I think, and he said, what would you like to do? And I said, I want to become an artist. He said, what the hell are you doing here? So went back. Decided that the art school was where I'd go, and I spent 4 years, or three and a half, actually.